Episode 1. Today marks the beginning of my 18th annual mini-series dedicated to the Catholic Church's beautiful teaching on the dignity of every human life. For the past 18 years, every year I've been a priest, in season and out of season, whether popular or unpopular, I have dedicated all of my Sunday sermons during the month of October to preaching about how the Lord Jesus wants us to live with Him now, so that by God's grace we will be able to live with Him forever in heaven. In a happy act of divine providence, our 18th annual pro-life mini-series begins at the exact same time that the 14th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops is beginning in Rome with Pope Francis. Maybe you couldn't sleep this morning and you were up at 3 o'clock and you were watching live on television the opening mass of the Synod with Pope Francis at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. The synod will last 3 weeks and will conclude on the 25th of October. The theme for this synod of bishops is the vocation and mission of the family in the church and in the contemporary world. So throughout the next 3 weeks, bishops from all over the world will offer recommendations of the Holy Father so that he can write an encyclical or an apostolic letter giving essential teaching for the pastoral care of the person and the family. This synod on the family comes right on the heels of the World Meeting for Families with the Pope in Philadelphia, which just concluded 1 week ago today. And our own Deacon John was there just a week ago today in Philadelphia with Pope Francis as he concluded that wonderful, wonderful World Meeting for Families. So be sure to talk to Deacon John after Mass and to get all of his wonderful insights and inspirations from the World Meeting of Families. This is a real crucial time for families. I don't know if you remember, in the Pope's address to the United States Congress just less than 2 weeks ago, on the 24th of September, 2015, Pope Francis said this: "I cannot hide my concern for the family, which is threatened, perhaps as never before, from within and from without. Fundamental relationships are being called into question, as is the very basis of marriage and the family. I can only reiterate the importance and, above all, the richness and the beauty of family life." So that's what the Pope said just less than 2 weeks ago, trying to emphasize the richness and the beauty of family life. And yet the Pope says he's concerned for the family. He says the family is threatened from within the family, trying to destroy it, and from without. He says fundamental relationships are being called into question. He says the very basis of marriage and the family is being called into question. He says this is happening not only from within, but from without. And these forces trying to destroy the family from without are not just peer pressure, not just society and the world, not just governments who are disobeying God's laws, but they're also coming from the devil as well. Back in 2008, Cardinal Carlo Caffara from Bologna, which is in Italy, gave an interview with the press. And he told the story about when he was appointed by St. Pope John Paul II to establish the Pontifical Institute for Marriage and the Family. Okay? John Paul II had an inspiration to start a special institute for marriage and family life where students would go and study the teachings on marriage and the family. So this Cardinal Caffara wrote a letter to Sister Lucia at her Carmelite convent in Portugal asking for prayers for this new apostolate for the Institute for Marriage and the Family. Now, Sister Lucia, remember, was one of the three children to whom our Blessed Mother appeared to almost 100 years ago in 1917. Now, he didn't expect to get a letter back from Sister Lucia, one of the visionaries. She must get letters all the time. But he got a letter back. It was in her own hand. And this is what she wrote, in part, to Cardinal Caffara. "The final battle between the Lord and the reign of Satan will be about marriage and the family. Do not be afraid, because anyone who works for the sanctity of marriage and the family will always be contended and opposed in every way, because this is the decisive issue. However, Our Lady has already crushed its head." That was what Sister Lucia said. The final battle will be about marriage and the family. Deacon John and I believe that this is a word of prophecy, because here we are. Now, even if you don't believe that the final battle will be about marriage and the family, it is absolutely certain that the first battle was about marriage and the family. Just take a look at today's first reading. In the first two chapters of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, chapters 1 and 2, we discover that it was God's idea to create marriage between a man and a woman. God created, out of love, man and woman. And it was his idea to bring them together as one flesh. We read about that today. And then God gives them this command. It's the first command that God gives to man in the Bible. He says, "Be fruitful and multiply." And so just as soon as marriage is created by God, and the command is given to be fruitful and multiply, the slippery, slimy snake weasels his way into the garden and desires to destroy God's beautiful plan for marriage and the family. And he ends up making Adam and Eve fight against each other. He ends up making enticing Cain to kill Abel. He throws this wrench called sin into what was a perfect plan for marriage and the family. And since marriage and the family was Satan's first attack, it doesn't surprise me that it will be his last. And it doesn't surprise me at all that anyone who works for the sanctity of marriage and the family will always be contended, opposed, hated, picked on, persecuted in every way. This is what Sister Lucia says. And so, as St. Paul says, in season and out of season, whether popular or unpopular, we continue to preach the good news of God's beautiful plan for marriage and the family. Nothing's changed. We continue to affirm the good news that marriage is between only one man and one woman. And we continue to, at the same time, condemn sodomy and so-called same-gender get-together. We continue to affirm the good news of marriage as a permanent covenant between a man and a woman that is faithful until death do they part, while condemning, as the gospel does today very clearly, adultery and divorce and remarriage without the church's blessing and without receiving an annulment from the church. We continue to affirm the good news of the dignity of the life of every child within the womb of his mother. We continue to affirm the blessing of many, many children. Be fruitful and multiply. While at the same time, we continue to condemn the evils of abortion and contraception and sterilization. Shouldn't be a surprise that those who preach these things will be opposed and contended and hated. That's what Sister Lucia said. And she said, don't be afraid. She says, don't be afraid, because Our Lady and Jesus have already crushed Satan's ugly head. So don't be afraid. Yesterday morning, at the morning mass, we had a beautiful reading from the Old Testament prophet of Baruch, chapter 4, verses 27 to 28. And the reading was so encouraging. The reading said, fear not, children. Call out to God. As your hearts have been disposed to stray from God, turn now 10 times the more to seek Him, for He in saving you will bring you enduring joy. What a beautiful reading. Fear not. Fear not when we feel all of these attacks against the sanctity of marriage and family life. No need to be afraid. We turn now 10 times the more to seek God. 10 times the more. Now do we petition the church for an annulment if we need that in our marriage. 10 times the more we humbly ask forgiveness for our many sins against marriage and the family in the sacrament of penance. There's no need to be afraid. We call out to God. We turn 10 times the more to seek Him. And He promises to save us and to bring us back enduring joy.